It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, February 12, 2020. Today is the birthday of senior American military figure, General of the Army Omar Bradley, born in 1893 in Randolph County, Missouri. Bradley was the first chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and oversaw the United States military's policymaking in the Korean War. He worked as a boilermaker before entering the United States Military Academy at West Point. He graduated with the class of 1915 alongside Dwight D. Eisenhower as part of what was called the Class the Stars Fell On. Because of the 164 graduates that year, 59 attained the rank of general. During World War I, Bradley guarded copper mines in Montana. After the war, he taught at West Point and served in other roles before taking a position at the War Department under General George Marshall. In 1941, he became commander of the United States Army Infantry School. After America's entry into World War II, he oversaw the transformation of the 82nd Infantry Division into the 1st American Airborne Division. He received his first frontline command in Operation Torch, serving under General George S. Patton in North Africa. After Patton was reassigned, Bradley commanded 2nd Corps in the Tunisia Campaign and the Allied invasion of Sicily. He commanded the 1st United States Army during the invasion of Normandy. After the breakout from Normandy, he took command of the 12th United States Army Group, which ultimately comprised 43 divisions and 1.3 million men, the largest body of American soldiers ever to serve under a single field commander. After the war, Bradley headed the Veterans Administration. He became Chief of Staff of the Army in 1948 and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs in 1949. In 1950, he was promoted to the rank of General of the Army, becoming the last of only 9 people to be promoted to 5-star rank in the United States Armed Forces. He was the senior military commander at the start of the Korean War and supported President Harry Truman's wartime policy of containment. He was also instrumental in persuading Truman to dismiss General Douglas MacArthur in 1951, after MacArthur resisted administration attempts to scale back the war's strategic objectives. Bradley left active duty in 1953, though remaining on active retirement status for the next 27 years. He then continued to serve in public and business roles until his death. Bradley spent his last years in Texas at a special residence on the grounds of the William Beaumont Army Medical Center, part of the complex which supports Fort Bliss. One of his last public appearances was as the guest of honor at the inauguration of President Ronald Reagan on January 20, 1981. He died April 8, 1981, in New York of cardiac arrhythmia, just a few minutes after receiving an award from the National Institute of Social Sciences. He is buried in Arlington National Cemetery. General Bradley served on active duty continuously from August 1, 1911, until his death. A total of 69 years, 8 months, and 7 days. This is the longest active duty career in the history of the United States military. Lacking the ego-driven flair of his colleagues, General Patton or General MacArthur, Bradley shunned the spotlight and self-promotion and was known by the men and women he commanded as the Soldier's General. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 12, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.